Hello, I'm UC Hastings Law, Emeritus Clinical Professor Michael Salerno, and I will provide a brief explanation of Proposition 16. To understand Proposition 16, it is necessary to know a bit of state history. At the November 1996 general election, the voters approved Proposition 209 by 54.55% of the vote, making California the first state to adopt a state constitutional ban on race-based and gender-based affirmative action. The measure was championed by Ward Connerly, who at the time was a member of the UC Board of Regents. Connerly argued affirmative action was meant to be temporary, that it was no longer needed, but affirmative action had become permanent and firmly entrenched as a matter of public policy. Proposition 209 added Section 31 to Article 1 of the state constitution, generally banning the consideration of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in public employment, public education, and public contracting in California, with some exceptions when it is a necessary as part of normal operations. For example, soliciting only males for position of correctional officers in men's prisons. As the nonpartisan legislative analyst explained in the official voter information guide, quote, before Prop 209, state and local entities had policies and programs intended to increase opportunities and representation for people who faced inequities as a result of their race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin. These type of programs often were called affirmative action programs. For example, some of the state's public universities considered race and ethnicity as factors when making admission decisions and offered programs to support the academic achievement of those students. At that time, today, and if Prop 16 is approved, the use of these programs must ultimately comply with the guarantee of equal protection required by the federal constitution as well as by the state constitution. Again, according to the legislative analyst. Under federal law, universities may consider these characteristics as one of several factors when making admissions decisions in an effort to make their campuses more diverse. To ensure compliance with federal law, which would not be affected if Prop 16 is approved, these policies and programs must meet certain conditions that limit the consideration of these characteristics. These conditions are intended to prevent discrimination that violates equal protection. State law also has a number of anti-discrimination provisions that are similar to those in federal law. In 2020, Assembly Member Shirley Weber introduced Assembly Constitutional Amendment No. 5, which was adopted by the legislature and became Proposition 16. In proposing the measure, Weber stated, quote, the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, as well as recent tragedies of police violence, is forcing Californians to acknowledge the deep-seated inequity and far-reaching institutional failures that show that your race and gender still matter, unquote. Prop 16 would simply repeal Section 31 of Article 1 of the state constitution that was enacted by Proposition 209. Thus, eliminating this ban on the consideration of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in public education, public employment, and public contracting would allow state and local entities to establish a wider range of policies and programs to offset historical discrimination based on race and gender, so long as these policies and programs are consistent with state and federal equal protection. Finally, in considering a measure, it is instructive to look to the official voter guide published by the Secretary of State for arguments supporting and opposing the measure, and to the Fair Political Practices Commission to determine who is financially supporting and opposing the measure. Supporting a yes vote on Prop 16 is the Opportunity for All Coalition, sponsored by civil rights organizations. The ballot arguments are signed by the presidents of the League of Women Voters of California and the California Teachers Association, among others. Opposing the measure is the person responsible for Proposition 209 and the organization he established, Californians for Equal Rights. The ballot arguments are signed by him as president of that organization and the former dean of the Haas School of Business, at UC Berkeley, among others. According to the Fair Political Practices Commission's top contributor list, as of September 1, 2020, the Yes on Prop 16 campaign had raised a bit over $9 million. That money came from over $5 million contributed by the founder and chairman of the Akademini Foundation, self-described as an organization that supports the development of powerful social change movements to eliminate structural racism and create a racially just society. $1.5 million from the Kaiser Foundation, Health Plan, Inc., and hospitals. $1 million from philanthropist Patricia Quillen. $300,000 from California Nurses Association's Initiative Political Action Committee. A bit over $250,000 from the ACLU of Northern California's Issues Committee, and $250,000 from the PG&E Corporation and their affiliated entities. No committee opposing this ballot measure has raised enough money to reach the reporting thresholds for the top contributor list. I hope this explanation of Prop 16 has been helpful.